This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Picture this. You just wake up on a Monday morning and you go downstairs because you live in a two-story home. And you go downstairs and the floor is cold in the kitchen, but there's also crumbs on it because you fried some fish last night. You fried some fish and there's crumbs, and you were eating the fish as you were, like, because you're single, you know, you're a single man. So you eating the fish, basically, you don't sit down to eat the fish. You like, or eating the fish as you kind of like, you take it out of the pan and you kind of like, you know, it's fried fish, like some catfish, some whiting, something like that. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Because, you know, you grew up in the South. And you're like, damn, I got these crumbs. I should have worn my Crocs. I should have wearing my Crocs. But now I got to, like, wipe the crumbs off in the trash. So you put your foot over the trash and you kind of, like, wipe the crumbs off the bottom of your foot over the trash can. And then you go get your Crocs and you go back to the kitchen. You open the fridge up and you got, man, what do I want for breakfast? You got 2 eggs, but you look at the expiration date and they're expired. And you got some Cap'n Crunch in the fridge. Not in the fridge. Why would you have it in the fridge? It's in the cupboard. You got some Cap'n Crunch in the cupboard and you look in the fridge and you got some regular milk, and that's what you like. But also, this girl you were seeing brought over some oat milk. The regular milk is definitely expired. You open that bitch up and you're like, whoo, shit. Oh, that's, ugh. It like makes you cough a little bit. And you try to pour it down the sink and it's like, plap, 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 plap. Plap, 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 plap. So you let the water run a little bit so that can get down the drain. It's not going to clog the drain. It's just curdled milk. And then you get the oat milk and you're like, the oat milk is fine. But you don't really know if it's good or bad because you taste it and it's like, kind of has a salty taste to it, but I think it's okay because that's kind of what oat milk tastes like. Why did this girl bring this shit over here? I don't know. She could have just drank the fucking regular milk. Gosh, she's so, I'm about to stop talking to her. And then
milk to the house.
Nah, she fine though. She is fine. I'll use some of this. So you pour the milk into the Captain Crunch. And you start eating. And go, see, I can taste the difference. I don't know why people say you can't taste the difference between the oat milk and the regular milk. I could taste the difference, but it's fine. And then you turn on Colin Cowherd, and he's talking about Jordan Love. And he's talking about how he didn't believe in Jordan Love when he first got to the Green Bay Packers. But this weekend showed his resilience and showed what he was capable of. And you just go, what the fuck? How did they lose that game? Because it's what the fuck day. Where your favorite teams lost games that they were not supposed to lose. Well, two of our favorite teams. Yes.
That's hate. And one of them. That's hate.
How's it hate?
I know who you're excluding from that.
Both their teams won.
Oh, my team lost.
Yeah, your team got the shit beat out of them by the worst team in the fucking league.
All right.
It's what the fuck day.
It's what the fuck day.
What the fuck day.
What the fuck is happening in the league right now?
That was one of the craziest Sundays.
Truly surreal. Like a surreal NFL Sunday where you had like an old-timey game broke out, like where you had 70 points scored.
You guys think it's weird? It's weird that the highest scoring games and the games with all the records for passing and shit are in the 40, Wouldn't you have, like, if you didn't know that,
I was thinking
it's
about
so
that.
Weird. But what was going on back then that those games were racking up those?
You'll
was it just lack of parity, probably, I guess, right?
I think it was white cornerbacks.
Yeah. Yeah, like,
white
truly,
secondaries. White you secondaries. See the milk check thing with Josh Allen?
Yeah, milk check, yeah.
And then, like, yeah, that's why, like, Dick Nitrane Lane would get 14 picks.
Yeah. Norm Van Bronklin and all these.
Because the receivers, the white receivers were still good.
Yeah.
But the white corners have never been good.
No,
there was no
close.
There was no closing speed. So if they caught a good catch in the open, they were just gone. It was just a touchdown.
Yeah, just a four-year-old Jason Sehorn out there trying to fucking run a guy down. You're already the best. It's like Children of Men. He's already the best white corner in the world at four.
And then Riley Moss.
Oh, yes, Riley
Moss. Do you remember that when he got drafted? Some sports commentator said, they said, and I'll say the Broncos drafted him. The Broncos draft a rare white cornerback.
He said that on TV?
They tweeted it.
Yeah, you don't need to.
Yeah, we don't need to say it.
Say it like he's Iowa a Pokemon card.
It's a holographic. It's rare.
Well, we should welcome our guest, you guys.
Yeah.
Okay. Speaking of what the fuck, so we've got Hassan Williams here.
Hassan Williams, you know him. If you listen to our Patreon show, Carl Calls His Cousin, you know Hassan is my cousin.
Mm-hmm. And it seemed like a great idea last week to bring you on when your team was in first place in the league.
I just did what Kevin told me not to do, too.
I've
been doing it not to nonstop.
It was sliding off, and I was just like, sleep.
Oh, you touched the cube?
Yeah, I touched the cube. I was gleaming the cube. Yeah.
That's a great new euphemism for tickling your balls.
I'm sorry, I cut you off.
Hassan, your team was in first in our Foosball Fantasy League, and Dallas, your real life team was seemingly the team to beat in the NFL. Now, one of those things is still true.
But
what the fuck happened to the Cowboys on Saturday?
I don't know. I've been bragging for weeks that the Cowboys, their strength was the front seven. And even when Trayvon Diggs went down, I was like, it's okay because our strength is our front seven. Nobody can run the ball on us. And then cut to 24 hours later, the Arizona Cardinals put up like 200 rushing yards in the first half. And I'm like, God.
James Conner
had a game.
I love the guy. As a Steeler, I loved him. Crazy. It's a great story, you know, bounce back after cancer and everything. But I didn't think he was still going to be doing this at this point on that team.
Yeah.
I got to take an L on that one.
I thought last year was going to be a fluke with James Conner because he was a solid fantasy running back, put up good numbers, like scored a ton of touchdowns, moderate amount of yards. And he's proving himself, and so is Hollywood Brown. Hollywood Brown's having a good year.
That's a viable fantasy pick. He's probably available in a lot of leagues. I think a lot of people don't believe in Josh Dobbs. I think Josh Dobbs is trying to prove himself. He's
last
to get
two
a job.
Weeks
he's been looking good.
Did you see the video today of him trying to buy his own jersey at the team store?
Yeah,
it's not an option.
They didn't have it.
How do you not get your quarterback? I mean, no, he just. That's the other crazy thing for how well he's playing. He fucking got there like a month ago.
Yeah.
He got there. He like missed the preseason. Do you remember they added him? Who was it?
He was a backup in Cleveland.
Yeah. Mm. He was a backup for Pittsburgh at one point, too.
Yeah.
Where did he come from? Tennessee? Was it Tennessee?
Yeah.
Was it Tennessee? Was he at Tennessee?
We're about to find out.
Josh Dobbs. Or was he
computer.
At...
Computer.
Was he at... No,
computer?
He wasn't computer? At... No, computer. Where was Josh Dobbs in college?
Brian, Josh Dobbs attended the University of Tennessee. Ryan.
Yeah, Connor, man.
He had a game.
Do you think other running backs hate James Connor because that was like the start of the end of running backs not getting paid when Le'Veon Bell held out and James Connor just came in and balled out and everyone was like, oh, we can all just let our backup
go.
Man,
that's a lot of dots to connect to really hate a guy.
Are you asking if James Connor is a scab running back?
He is. He's essentially the scab running back. He's the Drew Barrymore of running backs.
Also, that really, like, people already have their negative opinions about football players, but if they all hate the dude that had cancer.
I know, that'd be tough.
Oh, all hate it because of the cancer.
No, that's
Jonathan Taylor seeks him out after the game. I got a bone to pick with you, pal.
I had bone. Oh, no. Not because of your bone.
No, I'm not going to touch one of those.
Ew. <Yeah. laughs>
Gotta teach they this guy hate. That's not how cancer works. It's like guys who didn't want to play against Magic.
Carl Malone. I ain't playing against him. He's sweating all over the place.
I have to be at a local middle school. Finding my new wife.
Local middle school.
That's just wrong. They let him play. Anyway, this is my wife. She's 11.
This is Miss Malone.
You will address her as such. Listen, man. All right, let's get to know our guests real quick, because we've all talked about our football histories. Asan has a rich football history. He does not really pay close attention to the NFL. But
that's fucking embarrassing for us. He's in fucking first place in the league.
Yo, it is embarrassing. I was the first person to lose to him. I was pissed off because of Joe Burrow and Ja'Marr Chase, which also on my what the fuck list.
At least Chase had a good week.
Did have a good week.
Finally pulled it together.
They force fed him.
I finally won a game in our league. I think it was against Jamel Johnson.
No, you got a couple wins
local
in our league.
Man. I think
are
I'm
you
two
know
and
Glove
one.
Jordan Love? Yeah.
I'm 2-1. Because
you and I play each other this week. We're both 2-1. It's the first inner host matchup.
No, that's big.
Yeah.
Who did I beat second week?
And I just lost Mike Williams for the season.
Damn. Oh, yeah.
Right when he was having a baller game, too.
He was good. Keenan Allen threw him a touchdown.
Keenan Allen?
Keenan Allen went off.
Speaking about guys you thought were too old to be doing this shit anymore.
Every Charger is risky every season.
Yeah.
Yeah. Don't touch him.
Allen, for a while, was like the slow and steady. He's going to get a lot of catches. You know, a Puka Nacua type, if you will. I've always said that about Keenan Allen. He reminds me of a young Puka Nacua.
Yeah, you would say that. You've been saying that for years, and it's freaked us out. Like,
who are you talking about?
You'll see.
We thought you were time traveling.
Yeah.
He's got an almanac.
I thought you were having like little mini seizures in the midst of your
if you
your
don't
sentences.
Know what it is, it does sound kind of offensive for me to be saying.
Yeah, why are you calling that man a Puka Nacua? What do you mean by that?
What does that mean? What is that a reference to?
That like in Spanish, like he's un poco Nacua. Yeah.
What weird Pittsburgh racist term is
that? Was
Keenan
that
Puka Nacua over there running around?
Look at this goddamn Puka Nacua.
It does sound so bad if you don't know what it is.
Puka Nacua, what a racist phrase.
Anyway, Allen went nuts. But
yeah, Allen did go nuts, yeah.
Asan, tell us about your football history, man.
Football history. My mom was a Dallas Cowboys fan in the 90s, and that transferred to me as I started to grow older. I became a Cowboys fan in the times when they were really, really bad. I became a fan around like the Vinny Testaverde era. And then, yes, very bad. But they had, you know, they had T.O. They would have they had a great defense at that time.
Where were you living?
I was living here. I lived
in L.A. California.
Yeah.
Cowboy fan.
Yeah.
Okay.
My mom became, and she would take me to like the Oxnard training camps when I was younger. She dated
cool.
Ken Norton back in the day.
Shut
she was
up.
A cowboy. Yeah. Crazy.
No
kidding? Yeah. Crazy.
One of my high school coaches.
Crazy. I think if you're a true sports fan, most people would be like, I would have been okay with my mom leaving my dad.
Oh, yeah.
To date a player from their favorite team.
Oh, hell yeah.
Or you don't really like sports. That's just my opinion.
I wanted my mom to marry Shaq so bad.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Just find a way to meet him.
Yeah. Shaq and...
Mom, we got to go down to Staples. Or not Staples, it would have been the Forum at the time.
Also, it's probably kind of problematic, too, because my mom, like, when my mom's young, and, like, when she was even... She's very attractive woman, like, even... Especially when she was, like, in her late 20s and 30s, and she's, like, the same age as Shaq and Chris Webber. Both of those two players. And I was like, Mom, you could do it. I'm, like, pimping my mom out. I'm like, Mom, you look good enough to do it.
You could. But only Asan succeeded.
Yeah.
You got Ken Norton.
Right. Yeah. Mom, he's a defensive player. He's
my mom smashed Dan Saliamua. Yeah.
I wish I knew who that was. It feels like it would have been funny.
Dan Saliamua.
Who is that?
Colossal Samoan player.
The Oos was taking your mama out. That's crazy.
How long did she date Ken Norton?
I don't know. It must have been just a little while. But like, it was crazy because when I went in high school, and I think me and Carl were at the same USC camp, but I went to a USC camp in college, and Ken Norton was coaching linebackers there. And or he may have been defensive coordinator at the time. I can't remember. But when I met him, like, he said hi to my mom and was like, hey, I remember you. You know, I was like, oh, this is weird.
Yeah.
But it was fun, though. It was a good time. But I was a Cowboys fan from way back. I played high school football in Southern California at Cajon High School. Go Cowboys. Funny enough, they were the Cowboys. I played.
So lucky.
Through and through. Yeah, crazy. I played O-line for most of my high school career. I played mostly tackle and guard. And then I played for 1 year in college. I played a redshirt freshman year before I decided I didn't want to play football anymore. And I played center at Azusa Pacific University out here in sunny California.
Right on, man. Sick. Wow, didn't know you played in college.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Ryan, fellow center?
Yeah, fellow center. I played up to middle school.
Okay. But the center bond runs deep.
Yeah,
runs
yeah,
deep.
Yeah,
starts,
we know.
Starts, you know
yeah,
know.
We know. We know yeah. the shame of a fumbled
yeah.
snap.
Yeah.
If any of you saw Mike Webster on the street, you'd dap him up.
Yeah.
You'd have to.
Yeah. The GOAT.
Who's the oldest though? That's the oldest center I could think of.
Jeff Saturdays.
There you go.
Jeff Saturday.
Anthony Munoz, was he a center or was he a tackle?
Tackle.
Yeah,
most famous linemen are tackles.
Yeah.
Let's talk about
Jason
that.
Kelsey. Jason Kelsey's probably the most famous O lineman right now. And he's a center.
Yeah, I'd say he's the most famous.
Most famous, yeah.
But it's
yeah.
but is he's then the most famous Williams. Because of Travis. Should we talk about it, guys? Should we talk about the elephant in the room?
Yeah, that's what I that's what my picture this should have been about. Cuz it's fucking
the T-Swift.
T-Swift.
As a Chiefs fan, I fucking love it.
Do you feel like it's a distraction?
Yeah. How do you feel? Every like on Chiefs Twitter, it was so just all the dorks. They were like there is a football game going on, you know. Can we talk about the football game?
First of all,
shut the fuck up. This game sucks.
Yeah, no, there isn't. Yeah. I said this to Ryan on the morning. I was like,
first of all,
the Bears season is so insulting, and this is worse. If you invite Taylor Swift to your game against the Bears, like, it's a game you know you're going to fucking win.
Yeah.
You don't invite 100%. Taylor Swift if you have a shadow of a doubt mm-hmm. you're
going to
lose.
Yeah, yeah, you're going, you want her to see... like a cakewalk where you look amazing. Basically, you want her to see you play middle schoolers.
Yeah. He scored.
Yeah, he scored.
Her clearly. Let's fucking go when he scored was great.
Buddy.
It made me like her.
Buddy.
Yeah, that's what did it.
Right, that and her dancing it. To Millie at the awards show. Did you see that the other day?
Yeah,
so Lil Wayne was singing Millie and she was vibing out. I was like, that's likable.
I never thought I would care about something like this. I hope they get married.
Damn. Big words.
I want them to get married. I want them to be happy. I want
Travis belongs with a black woman.
he may be having his little fun.
Yeah, he's
but
in a,
he knows where
he's
home
in a
is.
Phase right now. He knows where he gotta come back to.
I did see someone tweet, this is the closest Taylor Swift will come to dating a black man. Just dating someone who talks like Travis Kelce.
Very surprised she likes him. Right
I've now. Seen so yeah, many jokes too. About Swifties learning football, but Ryan makes me realize that we're also going to see diehard Kansas City football fans becoming Swifties, which
buddy.
Is equally funny.
Buddy, I've been listening to her in the car.
Oh, my God. I mean, what's honestly, your favorite song?
Shake It Off.
Yeah, Shake It Off. My favorite is Style.
That's a good song.
I don't know. I barely listen to her. Yeah. So I'll take some recommendations.
Oh, I like Anti-Hero. I like that
Oh, that's
one.
A good one.
There's
I
a new one.
One,
right? The one she got with Ice Spice is not terrible. There's another one on that album, though. They were just playing it last night at the Korean barbecue spot. I was like, this Taylor's kind of jamming in here. Hold on, maybe it's the football thing.
Did you see Ice Spice's brother is like a 4-star QB in New York?
Really? Yeah.
No. And they're saying they got someone was like you got his nickname has to be Sporty Spice.
Sporty Spice,
great.
Yeah,
I'm just saying all these tweets that I saw and not giving credit to anyone.
Does
Sorry.
He have red hair too?
No. He's got I don't think hers is naturally
same exact
red.
Cut. He looks like
there's
like Drake London with that same exact cut.
I had a dream like the Taylor Swift Travis Kelce stuff was so prominent. I had a dream about it that night where. I had an improv show and I showed up and everyone was wearing Chiefs stuff because they were so excited about Taylor Swift. And there was like, oh, is she going to be at this improv show? And when you showed up, you had to sign in and you had to say which Chiefs jersey you were wearing. And I was the only one wearing a Neil Smith jersey. I was real proud of that.
Now let's unpack this. Yeah. What's sexual trauma?
Speaking of Freud.
Yeah.
All right, now it's time for me to roast Ahsaan.
Oh, no.
See, Ahsaan is the type of fan that I hate. With the passion and fire of 1,000
sons. An incredibly handsome one? Is that what you mean?
No, I love handsome fans.
Who's your favorite handsome fan?
My favorite handsome fan? Well, of course, it's my favorite Dallas Cowboys fan is Matthew McConaughey. That's
fair. Good. That's fair. Handsome pretty, fan. Pretty handsome fan, yeah.
My favorite Saints fan is Brad Pitt.
Is he a Saints fan?
He did it. He spends a lot of time in New Orleans. After Katrina, he came down and like rebuilt full neighborhoods.
And they made that. And they made that Killing Them Softly movie. That must have been shot in New Orleans.
Killing Them Softly? Is that?
Yeah. He's like a
hitman.
Oh, I didn't see that. I thought you were talking about a documentary.
Yeah.
About Lauren Hill. The Levees Breaking.
And it was called Killing
Them Softly. Oh, yeah. That would have been a tough title for that. No.
I don't remember that. Killing Them Softly.
Hey, Brad, shots of flood in New Orleans. Strong in my pain with this being. But like the scary version.
Boom, boom, boom.
Green body and
with this word.
Boom, boom, boom.
If that didn't get him canceled, nothing will.
Brad, are you sure about this? Never been more sure about anything in my entire life.
Now it's a visual poem.
From the mind of Jordan Peele.
What? So Hassan, yesterday we were on the phone. First of all, Hassan does this thing where he calls me and doesn't listen to me while I'm talking. And so we're talking about Anthony Richardson, and he's like, what did he play, running back?
Anthony Richardson
played running back, right? And I go, no.
I heard Trent Richardson.
And I'm like, we're talking about what happened in football today. Why would I be talking about Trent Richardson, a running back who has not played football in fucking 10 years? I don't know when the last time.
The Broncos just traded a first round pick for him. So
recently? Is he still playing?
Nah.
No way.
When's the last time Trent Richardson played?
He was a 2012
overall pick.
Because he was in Alabama, third. Right? He was Alabama running.
Yeah, he's 33. Yeah.
Was he third?
Third. He was
he's
right after
already. I feel like that was like
Andrew Luskin,
he played when I was
RG3.
In college.
That's crazy.
Yeah, he hasn't played for a NFL team since 2014.
Oh man, dude, that's 2 years in the league.
And then he went Oakland and Baltimore's practice squad, but he never made it to the roster.
That one surprised me because he was so hyped up. I thought he was going to be.
Didn't he get on the cover of Madden his first year with the Browns?
No,
that was
Peyton Hillis.
Yeah.
Well, that's where they let the fans vote.
Interesting. What happened to choose a white running back?
Yeah.
that's the NFL fans went to. 4-year-old Jason Sehorn on the cover of the next
year. 4-year-old Jason Sehorn. That's who you're getting. You're getting 4-year-old Jason Sehorn, Peyton Hillis, or Kobe.
Yeah.
Do you guys think that white fullback from Arizona is going to the league? I just saw them play. They were playing USC the other day. Was it Arizona State?
Yeah.
They got like
there's plenty of white fullbacks in the league.
But he was like killing. They were handing him the ball every play. And I was like, DJing and watching this game in the background. I'm like, oh, he's killing.
He's a fullback?
He looked big enough,
but
to
he's
be a
actually
fullback.
Toting the rock. You're saying,
yeah, no, they're handing him the ball every play, but he's like big and stocky. So it's
whatever Arizona State's doing, nah,
yeah, probably not.
Remember when the Niners drafted that rugby player to play fullback, and everyone got all hyped, and then nothing happened?
No. Yeah, they do that once every 6 years. They'll get like a rugby player.
Yeah, it was like 3-4 years ago. They used like a 7th round pair. I guess he might have been undrafted, but I want to say they used a late round pick.
Where was
a legit. He was legit Australian.
Not that fake Australian that you're trying to peddle.
Not that New Zealand bullshit. He was real Australian.
Our punter's Australian right now.
Yeah?
Tatted up dude, yeah.
He got a mullet?
He does.
That's tight.
Oi! Yeah. And he's older, too. I think he's like 33. Everybody's 33.
I wish he was a kicker, because it's more fun to say that in the accent.
Kicker.
I wish he was a kicker.
Pana. I'm a kicker.
Pana.
Can we do what players are most fun to say?
When's this holdout going to end for Jonathan Taylor?
Jonathan Taylor. This thing we do on Flagrant Ones all the time.
I've been waiting to bring it up.
Every Australian.
Joe
player.
Ingles.
Joe Ingles. Dick Prescott. Dick.
Dan Biakabatuka.
Turn Chicago at the end. Adelaide to Chicago.
And he also he said that I was talking about Trent Richardson, and he didn't know that he's 30. Lou Headley. He's from Mandura.
Bit of footy.
This is the Mandura. Show now. This is all the show is now.
Not too far from Hampty Doo.
Still Chicago.
Not too far from Hampty Doo.
That was a little JFK.
Yeah, not too far from Hampty Doo.
But Hassan,
yes,
and my hatred of his football fandom.
Yeah.
He's not affected by his team's losses. Like he's
Oh, that's obnoxious.
Yeah, that I
obnoxious
don't
like. As hell, because it really means you don't actually care. But he chooses a team that has the most obnoxious fan base, And he's like, yep, I don't care. Like, I mean, we suck every year, but we won in 1993 when I wasn't a fan and did not know.
The fun of having a Cowboys fan around is to give them shit when the Cowboys suck. That's kind of the promise you make by being a Cowboys fan, is that you have to be affected.
I mean, I let people talk shit. I don't, like, I don't say you can't talk shit. You talk shit.
Well, no, I know.
That's what Carl was saying. Bob is talk shit. All three of us flip out. So
with the table.
No! But he doesn't want to talk shit. He'll text. He'll send me. I literally told him, don't send me no Cowboys content. I don't give a fuck about it. Don't send me a clip from the Micah Parsons podcast unless it's his mic getting cut off.
The Micah Parsons podcast.
The microphone what Parsons podcast. About?
That's what Micah is short for.
I got three. I got three
microphone.
Microphone Parsons.
Welcome back to Microphone Parsons. I got three sacks last game.
That's what he does talk about. This week he was like, I got Josh Dobbs on my wall. I'm throwing darts at his pitcher. And he carved his ass up.
Did you see Dobbs' response?
Yeah.
That was great.
Yeah.
Dobbs posted a video cutting that into him just dodging all these darts. It was great. Dodge dart.
Dodge dart.
Can we get an ad? Kevin, Chef Kevin, can we get a dodge dart ad on this show? Yeah.
This episode of Foosball is brought to you by the Dodge Dart.
Only available use.
AMFM radio. Anti-lock brakes.
Yeah. Power windows.
Power windows.
By the department store Hills.
But yes, he doesn't get upset when people talk shit. He also talks shit a ton. He talks a ton of shit. And he doesn't get upset when people talk. And to be a Cowboys fan and do that is like Laker fans or Yankees fans.
Yeah.
But Cowboys don't have the success that either of those franchises do.
No, that's very unearned.
They have a couple periods of big time success.
The 70s and then the early 90s.
Yeah.
And it's harder. I think it's harder to win a Super Bowl than it is probably. Well, I know that's me talking out of my ass. You think it's harder to win it? Well, in baseball, if you have the highest payroll, you're going to win. Most likely.
Yeah, if you've got the money.
I don't think it translates.
Someone who hates the Mets. I can't wait to tell you how wrong you are.
Yeah.
They're not even fucking a winning record.
Yeah, that's true.
But if you're a halfway decent organization like the Dodgers and you have a high payroll, yes.
Yeah, although we did blow it last season.
Yeah. You can't win every year.
Yeah.
I would say Super Bowl seems the hardest.
Because there's a salary cap. There's more parity. And
more injuries.
Whereas in the NBA also has a salary cap, but in the NBA, two guys can change a fucking whole season. Whereas in football, you need have to like find 45 at least guys who are contributing.
And also that you need to just win the lottery essentially by finding a good quarterback.
Which there are only a dozen of at any given time.
I mean, that's being generous.
And as we saw this weekend, football, and this is why I love it. This is why it's my favorite sport to watch. It's got to be the most parity.
Yeah.
Because even in the NBA, like last year, the Denver Nuggets, it was theirs to lose. Like you knew they were gonna win it. Like there was a couple hiccups where, oh man, this team Boston might sneak in.
Yeah, the end of the regular season, they had like a lax couple weeks.
Yeah.
But
that was because people were sitting out, people were load managing and stuff like that. Like,
well, and then for 10 years it was LeBron
and the Warriors.
Yeah. But that's even in the height of Brady. There are long periods where they don't win.
They had a good little 10-year break.
Yeah, between their third win and their fourth, right? They lose to the Giants twice during that span.
Great. It's still funny. It's still hilarious.
It is funny.
And I think with football, too, there's less games you have to win in order to go the highest. You know what I'm saying? Like, basketball in a series, you got to win out of 7 games. Football, most of it is just 1 game. You know what I'm saying?
It is a cliche, but this was a real fucking any given Sunday.
Yeah, for sure.
Like, we've covered the Cowboys' shocking loss.
Mm-hmm.
We've covered...
I don't think we've covered it enough.
Yeah. Nor I still don't think we've talked enough about fucking 70-20.
Well, let's get to that. But I do want to say that I was not totally surprised by the Cowboys loss. I was like, I'm going to do a little bit of an I told you so, where I could see that this team is a bit fraudulent. And if only because they've got Mike McCarthy as a head coach, I
did say after week one, I was like, their offense didn't actually do shit.
No.
They were just handed a 30-point lead and maintained it. Like,
I think the defense is good. If, like, watching the game, it felt more they got fooled, and then they can tighten all that up. But there's a ceiling on this team that, to me, is one and done in the playoffs.
Beautiful. Love to see it. Love to hear it. Love to sear it.
Well,
love to sear it.
What I heard someone say, and I'll be honest, I didn't watch as much of this game, but it sounds like because they have such an aggressive defense and pass rush that the Cardinals were just running a million RPOs and being like, we'll let you essentially call our play for us.
We'll run at you, Micah Parsons, and let you just kind of blow past. And
is that what it was?
Yeah.
He overplays for sure.
Yeah.
Trayvon Diggs overplays as well. He's out.
Yeah, he overplayed his hand.
He overplayed his hand.
Tore his ACL.
And then he got whipped by Dez Bryant and Madden. Did you see that?
I did not.
No.
That's crazy.
They played, yeah.
What team did he use? Do you remember?
Saints legend Dez Bryant?
I don't remember. It was like 45-22. But I saw Dez post it, and I was like, damn, you clowning on this guy right after he tore his ACL?
Yeah, you see like the stream of it?
Your ACL is in your knee, not in your hands.
He's clearly still like from the anesthetic.
In the hospital.
I will say the Dolphins game gave me a little more justification to run up the score when I play Madden. Because sometimes I'll play Madden, and I'll be like, what am I even doing? It's like 77-20. Like, this isn't real. Like... And now I'm like, no, this could happen.
Sometimes you still have to play the game. If they're choosing not to tackle you, then you just keep running. That game was amazing. It was
amazing, and then it happened again. It was like already amazing, like 35 points in.
Yeah, 56. I saw 56. I was like, man, they fucking hung up 56. And then 63. I was like, woo, this is wild. And then 70 got me thinking, I wonder if this is a 85 Bears, 72 Dolphins, like all-time team. If they can kind of keep it all together, because that collection of speed is so nuts. And I think Mike McDaniel's like a really great coach. They've got enough on defense, but like teams putting up 70 points against another professional football team, even if it is the Denver Broncos, is an insane thing.
They didn't have Jalen Waddle.
No, they're missing their second best skill player.
That is crazy.
Jeff Wilson was supposed to be their starting running back going in, I feel like.
Yeah.
So they're essentially out there starting running back. They're out there number two wide out. Do they even fucking have a tight end? Durham Smythe? It's like they gave up on...
Gesicki's gone.
He's a Patriot.
Yeah.
So like, and they're just fucking throwing 70 on the board.
That shit is crazy, man. Tua. Like Tua, the concussion king last season.
If he can stay healthy.
I want to take a brief victory lap because I think on the first episode I mentioned drafting Mostert in a league and I told people, use one of your late picks to just get any piece of this Dolphins run game. I said the same thing about the Eagles.
Someone's got to do it.
And I said about Dolphins running backs, I was like, grab a Dolphins running back, grab a Eagles running back, and grab a Chiefs wideout. And other than the Chiefs wideout, if you got
if you got
fucking DeAndre Swift, you're feeling real good. If you got A-Chain or
guess
Mostert,
who I cut last week?
So many people. You're not alone.
He didn't play the first 2 weeks. He didn't play. And I said, I could use him and get rid of him and pick up somebody else. When I should have been cutting Najee Harris's ass.
Oh,
yeah.
I cut A-Chain and went off for 4 fucking touchdowns. And I wasn't going to play him. Let's be honest.
That's the thing. Most people who had him, I was lucky enough. I had I defeated in our league Steven, who had he of 190 points week one. And then he has Tua and Tyreek, and I still won because I had Mostert. And he had the Dallas defense who kind of laid an egg. And I had some other guy. I had Mike Williams give me one last great game before riding off into the sunset. But yeah, A-Chan or A-Chain, we're still unsure.
Chris Berman called him Devon. That's the sound of the men working on the A chain.
No, he didn't.
Yes, he did.
Chain.
He's toiling.
What movie was that when they were doing the?
I don't know.
Damn, what movie is that? It's something like black period piece.
It's like a Jim Crow musical.
No, I think it's Jim Crow. I swear it's like, let's see, movie singing chain
computer
black
movie
computer
where they say ooh
cadence.
What's cadence?
this is the Chain Gang song "March Scene" from the movie Cadence.
It sounds familiar.
Is it like a war movie or something?
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. That's what it is. It says Lawrence Fishburne.
Yeah,
you ever seen?
Was he credited as Larry like Fishburne 80s? Back then?
Yeah.
God, he was so good.
That Charlie Sheen.
I mean, he's still good.
Probably. Yeah.
Didn't
Cadence?
This was Lawrence. I love that Lawrence Fishburne did like the. Like baseball, international baseball player thing of lying about his age because he had to say that he was a different age so that he could get into Apocalypse Now.
Yeah,
and he was to, like 17
to,
or something, right?
Yeah, he had to OJ Mayo at one point and be like, "This is my real age," or Danny Almonte.
If you'd like to watch the video recording of this episode and check out some bonus shows with the guys, go to patreon.com/theflagrantones.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
All right, 70-20. Are they for real?
Yeah.
Are the Miami Dolphins for real?
I think so.
The speed thing.
I think they are, man. I don't like it.
I don't like it either.
Yeah.
But I think they are.
Miami sports fans don't deserve that.
No.
What's the podcast consensus on the coach, McDaniel? Do we like him?
I'm getting annoyed by him.
Really?
Just a little too breaking cute. Down on racial
a little too
lines
cute. A little too, like, man.
And athleticism lines. And Ryan, the like, white guys who can't play sports.
I think he's amazing.
I actually really like Mike McDaniel.
He's really smart.
Who were they comparing him to? It was, you know what it was. I got a little sensitive when they beat the Chargers the first week.
Mm.
And that was just, like, annoying.
Yeah.
In retrospect, losing a close game to the Dolphins doesn't seem so bad right now.
No.
Yeah.
Well, it's right. Like the Steelers after week one seems so bad, but now we're 2-1 and the only loss was to San Fran, who seems unstoppable. So
yeah.
It doesn't seem as bad 2 weeks later as it did.
Is that the Super Bowl this year?
Dolphins and 49ers?
Is that
or the Eagles? I still
think it's the Eagles.
I still love the Eagles.
I see flaws. I see flaws in the 49ers. I see the NFC teams. I think the Eagles still look the best to me.
I don't see it with Brock Purdy.
Nah.
Mm-mm. I know he's fucking 30-0 or whatever. I don't. Do you guys?
No.
No. Brock Purdy?
I think he's going to fail.
No. I think he's a little wimp.
I think he is irrelevant.
And I think Christian McCaffrey's going to go down eventually.
He's going to get hurt?
Well,
if I have anything to say
about it. That's what I was going to say about the Dolphins is that.
I mean,
remember, even if Tua, and obviously I don't want Tua to get hurt, but like that's the concern, right? Oh, if Tua's got to stay healthy. But their backup is Mike White.
Who was good last
year. Balled out last year.
Oh, I'm sure the Jets wish they still had him.
Yeah, the Jets really wish they still had him.
I saw a hot take that pissed me off this week. Wow, this show is getting racially
emotionally charged.
Somebody said,
I'm the one who said Jim Crow music. You can say whatever you want.
1990 movie. Jared Goff is better than Lamar Jackson.
That's okay.
That's a silly.
At what?
Yeah. What, did they say football?
Yeah, shuffleboard.
Yeah. I would take Lamar in a sight unseen blind shuffleboard draft. Give me Lamar.
He makes crispier fries.
Put it back in the air fryer.
Yeah, the key to it is Lamar, your fries are soft.
That's
a silly
it's a thing. Weird comparison.
Yeah,
look,
it's just hate yeah,
there are situations where in fantasy football I might start Goff, but his whole career Goff has had offenses that are airing it out, insane weapons. Especially since he's been on the Lions, they've been trailing a lot. So, yeah, Goff's going to probably have more passing yards on the season than Lamar. But Lamar just got, like, his first wideout in, like, 5 years.
Yeah.
His first real wideout who doesn't get season-ending injury week one.
And also, I'm going to check my notes here. I don't recall Jared Goff ever winning an NFL MVP and having one of the greatest seasons a quarterback.
Yeah, he's MVP.
That's interesting. Oh, wow.
Stupid
okay.
take.
Heisman.
Yeah.
He didn't win Heisman, did he? Goff?
No.
Because Cal's never competitive.
No.
Are they moving? What conference are they moving to? I'm about to say, what fragrance are they moving to?
What fragrance are they moving in?
UCLA and USC are going,
are going to
the Big Ten, but I don't know where Cal's going. I can't keep track of what's
Cal
happening.
Cal just got beat up on by, who did they just, Washington, I think?
Washington State.
Yeah. Boy, Coach Prime finally took an L this week. That was
great. Oh, yeah. We got to talk about Coach Prime.
Speaking of racism.
Yeah.
People were crazy.
So, too excited.
People on Twitter. I'm not going to say your names. Kevin Bartels. On Twitter. Talking about some, Oregon did this for
people
us.
On Twitter.
Yeah, I think that was
Brian.
Kevin. We're finally going to give credit for one of the tweets we bring up, and that was Kevin. Yeah. Said, Oregon is taking a stand, for all of us.
That was my fake. That was my fake account.
His burner.
Man, that shit is insane. Like, to hate that man so much, you know, if you notice, Deion Sanders don't talk shit about nobody.
No,
Deion,
he just hypes himself up.
Yeah, he hypes
himself up, but he also, I do feel like, does so many things the way that old school white racist fans love.
Yeah,
like where he was like, "Let's forgive this linebacker who hit Travis Hunter. He's just a young man. Like he's a good player and everything. Like shit. Like, and I got no hate for the Colorado State coach who said that dumb shit about him.
Yeah,
like he's doing stuff. A lot of the stuff. The way it's just like
anyone else is doing it. They go, now that's the right way to
exactly.
do it.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. Goalpost moving. Right. Yeah. Like crazy.
It's like how people always are praising online. This bothers me when I see comment sections where somebody goes, man, that dude is so humble. It's like, why do you care? I don't give a shit if somebody else is humble. That don't bother me at all.
Like the wholesome compliment?
Yeah, it's like, shut up, bro. But
it's like well-spoken, right?
Yeah.
Articulate.
So humble. Yeah, articulate. What's the biggest dog whistle word in sport?
Yeah. Articulate.
That dude just playing football. That's what happened. Yeah. That's what I ain't got.
Playing the right way.
I don't even have no death threats. Yeah. When he was talking about the homeboy from Colorado State. And that was such a nasty hit.
It was.
And it was unsportsmanlike. It was extremely unsportsmanlike. And it was, the dude lacerated his liver. And this guy, like Travis Hunter is hopefully, knock on wood, slated to be an amazing NFL player.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and this dude
at either
is
position.
Not going to the fucking league.
Man, that was
hater play. Yeah.
Yeah.
Shit was weak as hell. And also, to the people who are so excited about Colorado losing to Oregon, nobody was saying that they were going to win that game.
Yeah, they were still dogs.
I would have said they would cover the spread. I would have wanted them to cover the spread.
Yeah, has Chris Russo gone back on TV since that interview where he said he was going to take a gummy and put 10 grand on Colorado? Yeah. That was great. That was the first time I ever liked Chris Russo.
I'm glad they lost now. I'm going to take a gummy. I'm going to cut it in half. Take the first half.
Yeah, if you haven't seen
like
this,
an edible, like a weed gummy.
Yeah, he's like, I'm gonna be wearing shorts.
Yeah,
I'm gonna take the first half. 3 hours later, I'm gonna take the second half. I'm gonna call my bookie, tell him to put 10 dimes on Colorado.
Yeah,
$10,000
$10,000 on Colorado. Damn, at least to cover the spread. I would have bet that. I may have made a little bet.
I was hoping, we'd get a little bit of a better showing, but
yeah,
you know,
hey, and this week ain't gonna be no easier playing against Caleb the Goat Williams.
No.
I think that game's going to be a bloodbath.
I don't know if it's going to be a bloodbath because I think they're going to learn a lot from this week.
Yeah.
But their lines, the O-line and D-line of Colorado is small. But
they're under ban. Yeah.
I got them to be expected. Those are the units that need like cohesion.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And when you have so much insane roster turnover, it makes a little more sense that like your blocking is taking a little more time to catch up to the talent level that you have.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I hope that like that game and all that hullabaloo and that other coach talking about the clicks and everything. I hope that's got the 6'6", 350-pound, 5-star tackle out of Florida being like, I'm going to Colorado.
Yeah.
Like, you know, definitely
like,
is.
Because I felt that in my mind. I was like, man, if I was a 5-star right now, if I knew that I had the talent to help this team, I'm like, I'm going there.
Why not? Yeah. Why not be on national TV every week? Why not get?
You'll be in the spotlight.
The whole fucking
for sure.
Sanders family's in all these. They got a KFC not you getting wings on your daddy's white carpet or whatever.
Yeah.
Like you're gonna get the most the NIL money.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Like I would absolutely go there if I was able to help that school.
Imagine how much NIL the Ball brothers would have got if they had that then. Because the top two NIL people are like Bronny and
Manning
and Sanders and Manning. So it's like all Manning. Famous sons.
Why is he not playing?
Is he not playing right now?
Ewers.
Yeah, Ewers is starting over there.
Yeah.
And he's a Heisman candidate.
That's why.
Yeah.
So Arch not good. Arch should transfer. to Colorado.
So, oh my God, that would blow some people's fucking minds up.
So that way Shador could go to the NFL next
year. Yeah.
They got Arch Manning.
Is Shador eligible?
I think so.
He should be because he played 2 years.
Like
at,
2 years at
Jackson
State.
Oh yeah. And then this is his third year, so he
I think
should.
They were saying that he was maybe going to stick around.
I was going to say, you think he's ready for the league?
Yes.
Okay.
Absolutely.
At quarterback?
Yeah. I think every quarterback in that, like not every quarterback, but the top four quarterbacks in the country right now, all in the Pac-12.
Uh-huh. The back half of the Colorado State game, Shador was carving him up.
Mm. Yeah.
And he was just doing it. Brian and I were talking about this off mic last week. Just sitting back and picking him apart in the pocket.
Works
it.
Yeah.
I think he's better than Justin Fields. I think he's better than Anthony Richardson right now. I think Anthony Richardson is going to pan out.
I love Anthony Richardson. I think he has such a high ceiling, but it might be a struggle at first. Yeah. Can we talk about CJ Stroud for a second?
Coming out of the gate strong.
Most passes to start your career without a pick.
Yeah.
And I don't know if it's this league, but I threw him on my bench. And this is something I recommend doing in fantasy if you play on Yahoo. Just want a quick advice here. If one of your guys gets ruled out for the week Sunday morning, you can throw him in the IR slot and just stash somebody for the week.
You can
just
do that.
Grab him for the game. And then, you know, then you decide who you want to keep the next week. And I threw CJ Stroud in, and I'm like, I think I'm going to hang on to this dude.
Yeah, I've got some waiver claims for him in other leagues.
Or you use it to like just grab like a backup running back, and maybe something happens, and now you got to like or grab a defense who has a good matchup next week. That's my advice.
Here's what I'm worried about. Speaking of fantasy football moves, so I am a victim.
Every week you say this.
I'm a victim.
Picture this.
Me.
I'm a victim.
It's victim week.
We'll see you next week.
Joe Burrow is screwing me over right now because he's hurt and he rushed back too quick.
Yeah.
Now, last night he didn't play. He only had 9 points. Luckily, Jamar Chase got 20 out of it, I think.
Yeah.
But Joe threw a pick. He didn't throw a touchdown, so he only had 9 points. He could have had like 17, I guess. Like, or 16.
Through 2 weeks, other than people who got injured, Chase was probably the pick that people felt worst about through 2 weeks.
Oh, yeah. I did. I picked him first.
Yeah.
Like, I have him in a couple of leagues as my top guy, and it's been sucking up until last night, up until the second half of last night. But the first half, too, it was like,
come on, man.
Yeah.
Oh, just please. So, if you have Joe Burrow, I think there are some players out there that you should be eyeing. If you can get CJ Stroud, get him in there.
Because he might Bortles his way to a really good fantasy season.
Like, yeah.
Well, that's not even fair, actually, because Bortles threw a bunch of picks. That's not even a fair comparison. I just mean being on a bad team in that division.
I think he'll be just another one of those, hey, man, that rookie is putting up great numbers. He's going to have like 4,000 yards and 20-something touchdowns and not a lot of picks. Like kind of like Cam Newton was a great fantasy quarterback his rookie year.
Week one, he threw for 400 yards. I remember 2 weeks feeling so fucking dumb that I hadn't drafted him. Like, well, it's not like he's going to throw 400 yards the first 2 weeks.
That was pretty
weeks.
Unheard of for a rookie quarterback to really come out of the gate like that. Also, I think we're just shitting on him, and I don't think he's very good, but Brock Purdy is available in a lot of leagues.
Brock Purdy is available in a lot of leagues.
He'll be fine during the regular season. It's in the playoffs is when the NFL playoffs is when he'll fall apart. So you can get him now.
Yeah. Jared Goff is also available in a lot of leagues, surprisingly.
Kirk Cousins is like one of the top fantasy QB. Aren't there?
If you pick up Jared Goff, though, that means you're making a statement.
Yeah. You're saying that he's better than Lamar Jackson.
Yeah.
Kirk Cousins is sitting on the bench in one of my teams, and I'm mad every week.
Oh, yeah.
Because he's putting up 30 every
week.
Who's
your starting QB?
Lamar Jackson is who I've been
playing. All right. Well, so he's doing all right.
So he's doing not. All right, but still, like, Kirk Cousins. Is,
he's
but,
not.
This week, Lamar had a
he
good
did,
week.
He did better.
Yeah, sorry.
He did better.
They lost. We can talk about some wins and losses, too. Sam Howell tossed for 4 picks last week.
At the beginning of this game, Ryan and I text each other, Sam Howell's good.
Do you remember? Sam Howell? Oh, yeah.
Because he did look pretty good the first 2 weeks, and then he goes and proceeds to have, like, the worst fucking game.
Yeah.
We said it during the game.
Yeah, like, early on.
Yeah.
Early and then neither of us mentioned
Sam
it
Howell,
the rest
yeah,
of the day.
Sam Howell's pretty good. And then it was just, like, the most embarrassing interception after another.
If you look at some of his TDs from the first couple of weeks, they were filthy.
Yeah, but he's a young guy. He'll figure it out.
Buffalo really was not good to him.
No.
Carl, let's talk about the Saints real quick, because I advised people to bet the Saints over for wins this year. It was one of, I thought, the best bets because of their weak schedule and them being decent. Halftime of this game, I'm like, I hope people made that bet because they're about to be 3-0.
Dude.
And then Carr goes down.
Yeah.
And they say it's not going to be a season-ending thing. It's going to be a couple weeks.
Just a sprain. We dodged a bullet with that. It's just a sprain of his AC.
And I think Winston's one of the better backups in the league.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But you can win with Jameis Winston.
You can win, and he will win some games.
But what happened?
The defense just kind of, like Jordan Love just kind of carved us up. That dual threat got to us, and their receivers were catching balls.
Dobbs have another big game, right? Dobbs?
Yeah. I saw a little bit of it. If you had to point a finger at like what part of the defense isn't working, is it the secondary? Is it the pass rush?
Well, pass rush is new. We got some new guys on the pass rush, like the Breesy kid and stuff like that. And I think
Reminded me that I was also saying I love that commercial for Little Caesars with Cam Jordan.
Yeah, Cam Jordan's great.
Cam Jordan, Ryan Fitzpatrick, and George Kittle is just the funniest mix of guys. I was like, I actually love this. It makes me smile.
Cam Jordan is dope as hell.
I love Cam.
Our linebacker is dope as hell. DeMario Davis dope as hell. It might just be our secondary. They just got beat. I think Jordan Love just managed a good game. I think Jordan Love, if he's available in leagues, you should probably take a.
I got Jordan.
Is he doing anything with his legs, fantasy wise? Like, is he running the ball?
He ran a lot on us.
Did he? I didn't see that.
I don't know. We missed a kick. Like, we were still supposed to win that game. We lost on a missed kick.
Oh yeah. After they had taken the lead, they did. The Packers kind of did a weird analytical thing where they went for two.
They went for two when they didn't need to. They could have just took the points, and it was an analytical move.
And it worked. And Brandon Staley is like, God fucking damn it.
See, when I do it. It's cool when they do it. It's a problem when I do it.
It was there was some between the Raiders and Chargers, there was some wild coaching decisions this week.
As a Chiefs fan who hates the Raiders and Broncos, Sunday was fucking bliss. Yeah.
If the Chargers hadn't been let off the hook at the end of that game, you would have had a dominant Chiefs win and three epic failures by every other team.
Have we talked about the Vikings on here being slated to be the best team in the NFL that's probably not going to win a game?
Yeah.
All four of the 0-3 teams play each other next week. Broncos play the Bears and the Vikings play the other 0-3 team.
Why have the Vikings fallen so far? Because they were really
good.
They had
a tough schedule.
They got a tough schedule. It's a tough schedule to start off with them, but it's just you want to talk about something not clicking.
Their run game.
The defense,
the secondary is really bad.
The secondary is bad over there. I think they're going to get some wins, but
Carolina. Herbert was something crazy, like 40 of 45 or something in that game. It was nuts.
Truly, because there were so many other crazy performances going on, his and Keenan Allen's really flew under the radar.
Yeah, and they still only won by four, which is wild to me.
That's bad coaching.
I'm not a fan of Brandon Staley.
He's not good.
So Staley's was that up by four with a few minutes left, he went for it on 4th and 1 on his own, 23, which is crazy. And I like the ballsy analytical moves, to be honest with you, but that was crazy.
But there's got to be a feel for the game. You know what I mean? Yeah. You can follow the book or whatever as much as you want, but sometimes it's like, oh, this just doesn't feel right. And we all see it as it's happening. They lined up for that play, and it's like, feels like a really dumb idea. And the same thing, I mean, I don't know what analytics book the Josh McDaniels decision is in, but also just...
That's like the opposite to me. We're going to get a stop.
That one's bad feel for the game and not listening to analytics.
Yeah. Because they had gotten 2-3 and outs in a row. So if you don't know, McDaniels was like, they needed 8 points. There were 2.5 minutes left. They had all their timeouts and the 2-minute warning, and they had 4th and 5 at the 10-yard line, and he kicked the field goal.
Yeah.
And then kicked off, banking on using the timeouts, getting the ball back.
Would have been worse field position, also still needing a touchdown. It was a really baffling, hilarious
move. Here's what I did. I was watching the game. I was watching the Saints game a little bit. Let me give you a personal picture of this. The other one sounded personal, but it wasn't. It's happened to me before, kind of. But
saucy. Coy Carl.
Using that girl's oatmeal.
eating rotten spoiled milk.
Yeah, the plump felt very lifter.
That definitely happened.
What did she bring the oatmeal for?
Because she don't like regular milk.
But she knew she wanted to have cereal the next morning?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
She also got it. Like, she was very serious about me and my health. Should have married her.
How long you been with her?
Taylor? Is it Taylor Swift?
It's Taylor Swift. Yeah.
They cut to her celebrating every time you do something funny on stage.
Yeah. in a booth.
Let's fucking go!
I'm playing an arena.
And hear her like mouthing out the punchline that Carl just said.
I didn't know there was an owner's box at UCB. Yeah.
Sitting next to Besser.
I woke up. All right, so let me give you the night before.
Picture this.
So picture
this. Let me back up.
Picture this. You got a 7 o'clock improv show, and then you go and have 3 margaritas with Mike Mitchell. In between, you got a 7 o'clock and a 10:30 show.
Right. Oh, the show we did. Yes, we all did the show. So I had plugged that on the show last week. We fucked up.
I had a couple margaritas in between those two shows, and then we did that show, and then we went to Birds after and hung out for a while. And my drink of choice right now, I'm in a real Tito's pineapple situation right now.
Mm-hmm.
Little Tito's pineapple situation.
Just Tito's vodka and pineapple juice?
Yeah.
Or is it like pineapple infused Tito's?
No, pineapple juice. Pineapple juice.
Tito's, Chef Kev, let's get us an ad.
Yeah.
Pineapple juice, Dole.
Dole.
We got to start promoting Dole out here, man.
So for dinner that day, I had ordered Wingstop before the 7 o'clock show. I got some Wingstop delivered. They got some new flavors. It's lemon herb. Kevin, get us
I've
a Wingstop.
I've come around on Wingstop. I used to be a detractor, and I've come around.
Really?
And I get it
what
all
was
the time
alternative?
Now.
What did you like instead?
I grew up near Buffalo Wild Wings. Was a big
dude, you are that is wilding.
Trash. Yeah,
I know. I'm changing my opinion.
Nah, man, you still gonna get shamed. That's crazy.
I Buffalo was accustomed Wild Wings never been to the taste. I won free wings for a year once at Buffalo Wild Wings when I was in college.
Sense. I made wings on Sunday. Ooh. Smoked them. Fucking great. Yeah. Sorry, just wanted to pat myself on the back real fast.
We got to have a barbecue at your house.
Ryan knows how to cook for game day, I'll say that.
I'll bring over some Rotel dip. I'll put some Rotel.
Oh, man, I love Rotel.
Yeah.
I'll bring the oat milk.
Was
Kevin the woman that you were in?
Kevin just told on himself. Yeah.
So
So you were sleeping with the woman who said they're taking a stand for all of us? I'm connecting the dots here.
Listen, man, she likes me. I don't care what she say about the rest of them. She like me.
Jason Whitlock.
Yeah,
Jason Whitlock.
The rest of
them. Yeah, the rest of them. I don't care what you say about the rest of them. No,
the rest of them.
So I had Wingstop and I ate like 5 of them and like a few of the fries. Anyway, I get home and you know it's that late night. You got them hunger pangs, and so I'm like, oh, I got that Wingstop. So this is like...
It's good cold.
It is.
I don't even reheat it.
I ate it cold. And that was my first mistake. apparently, the doctor told me the next day. But I ate the rest of the wings, like 5 wings, and immediately just went and plopped in the bed and knocked out.
Yeah.
This is like 2:30 in the morning.
Yeah.
4:45,
oh, no.
My stomach says, wake up!
Oh, my God.
Get up!
Yeah. And get down, get up out of your seat, get up, get down. My stomach is just killing me. Now, this is not diarrhea. This is not vomiting stomach. This is like your stomach.
Deep,
yes,
deep,
it is.
You're like
bad.
Googling appendix, where is it?
Yeah, because I'm like, appendix, okay, what's happening? It's the top right
computer,
of the abdomen.
Appendix, where is it?
It's happened to me before. It's excess acid.
Oh.
Like GERD, bad acid reflux. And I laid down immediately. And it just, that acid just sat there.
Oh, because you laid down.
Because I laid down. And it just sat there. So it woke me up immediately. Give me crazy cramps.
Yeah.
So I've done this before. I've been through this. I go into my little medicine cabinet. Take out the Pepto, drink it straight from the bottle. I don't have anybody else drinking my Pepto. And so that doesn't help. About 45 minutes after that. And I'm like really tired because I'm on like 2 hours of sleep max. Probably not even, probably didn't even reach REM. And so I'm like, all right, let me pop a Pepsi. Pepsi AC says you're only supposed to take one. So I take that one. Usually that has knocked it out. Like, and I'm like, please, like, let me throw up or something. Like, something.
Get this out of me.
Get it out of me. Just like, and it's just hurting. I can't go to sleep. Now it's, the time is ticking. 5:45. 6:45, 7:45. I ain't been able to get back to sleep.
Yeah.
8:45. I check what time the urgent care opens. I'm like, let me go to urgent care because I don't know what's happening. Like, I'm like, why is this? The Pepsi didn't work. The Pepto didn't work. I got to go to the hospital. Like, I got to go to the doctor. Fuck. So I go to urgent care and they did not care for me urgently. Let's just say that.
No.
On a Sunday morning.
I've had the worst fucking urgent
at 9 a.m. A Sunday morning at 9 a.m. I get there like 9:25. And I get in, I sign in. It takes like 30 minutes to sign in. So it's like 10 o'clock. I wait in that
room.
They're all eating Wingstop. What's wrong, man? Watching the game.
It's good cold.
Yeah. What's wrong with you?
What's wrong with you, man? I'm watching the game. And so I'm waiting in the room. I turn it on YouTube TV. I'm watching the game a little bit. And we're scoring. Yeah. And as I'm waiting, my stomach starts to feel better. And I'm like, oh shit! Like it's finally passing. Like what the cramp is finally passing. I'm sitting there. I get up, try to move around a little bit, see if it's gonna like re-trigger. I'm like, I think I'm good. I think it might be me sitting up for this long that kind of letting it. And then the doctor comes in, and he's like, "So what happened?" I tell him, I was like, "I'm actually starting to feel better now. I'm fine now, but this is what happened." And usually I take a Pepsi and it goes away. He's like, "How many did you take?" And I go, "One." The box says take one. He goes, "Oh, that's so that you don't sue him. Like, you can take more than one."
Well, okay, then I should probably do the amount that makes me so that I don't sue somebody. Yeah,
yeah, I don't want to end up in a lawsuit. Yeah.
I don't want to need to sue.
Yeah.
But I guess you could take more than one Pepsi because it's only like 10 milligrams or something. You could take up to like 40 milligrams of it. And that probably would have helped more than. But he prescribed me some stuff and like some stuff that would calm my acid down, bring the acid way down and stuff like that. But he's also like, what was your night like? Did you drink last night? I was like, maybe I had one or two.
You look like a Tito's and pineapple, yeah, man.
How you know? You can see it. You can see my island vibes. And so.
You look like a Tito's pineapple kind of guy.
Yeah.
You like your vodka gluten free, don't you? And so I was like, and then he was like, did you eat something late last night? I was like, I had a wing or two from Wingstop. He was like, you eat it cold? I was like, yeah. He was like, yeah, man, you can't just lay down and do that. And he was also like, you're a big dude. He was like, you work out? And I was like, yes, I do, Doc. How you know? Like, gave me a compliment. He was like, yeah, man, you got a lot of muscle around like that stomach, so it doesn't, like, you have, he was like, were you bloated as hell? I was like, man, I look like I was pregnant. And I was also mad. I was like, bro, I thought I'd been slimming down a little bit. Like, what the fuck is this? I look like my dad. Like, when my dad's getting up to go to work in the morning, and he comes into the guest room that wakes me up. Like, when I'm staying at my dad's house, he comes to the guest room, and he's, like, got a huge stomach. And I'm like, I look like my dad right now.
I'm finna go to work.
Yeah. And I'm like, I get it, Dad. I'm 30. Like, you don't need to tell me. Don't wake me up and tell me that.
I understand how it all works.
Yeah.
We're out of oat milk.
Yeah.
Just in case you need some oat milk.
And so I'd
just
like
in case you need it.
Get home.
We're out.
Yeah.
Go.
I gotta be somewhere at 4:30. And so I get home and it's like at this point it's like 11:45 in the morning. Game's still on, but it's getting to that point. And we're up 17-3, I think, at this point. And then I'm like, okay, should I stay up and watch this game, or like I need to go to sleep? So I'm like, I like climb back in bed and turn it on. And I bought Sunday ticket, by the way. And they do that, they score, and then they do that 2-point conversion, and I go, I'm done.
Yeah.
And I wake up to text being like, damn, man, we're almost at, And then saw that we missed a field goal is what, like,
oh yeah,
that's just a heartbreaker, man.
That sucks. I mean, at least you made the right call.
Yeah I didn't even want to see it, so I watched some highlights from it and then watched the Red Zone. They kept playing over and over again. Red Zone's best channel ever created.
It's awesome. Have you played with the multi-view on the YouTube?
Yeah.
I think I'm gonna play with that a little bit more. Usually I like Red Zone, but seems kind of fun.
Buying it on YouTube TV, you get it on the YouTube app and on the YouTube TV app.
Yeah.
So it's pretty sick.
That's what I got, yeah.
But yeah, man. Y'all got some predictions for this week?
Well, Carl, you and I are squaring off in the first host versus host matchup of the season.
There's got to be some trash talk going on.
Ryan, don't sow the seeds.
Yeah.
You got to be saying, hey, buddy.
Hey, pal.
I'm going to have your number this week.
Comedians destroy Eckler. Oh, that's funny. I beat the shit out of Woodbridge Wombats. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I lost to Hayes.
Ryan, where are you in the standings now?
I'm 1-2.
Are you Cole Komet? Is that you?
Yeah, the
Metropolitan Museum. That's pretty good. You know what? I meant to say this. Listeners, send us your, what is foosballspodcast at gmail.com?
Pod.
Foosballspod at gmail.com. Send us your player pun team names because I'm a big fan of all these.
Yeah.
Ryan had one in another league that I thought was so funny this week, which is you have Jahmyr Gibbs, and what'd you go with?
They call me Mr. Gibbs.
Yeah.
An amazing reference.
I picked Cameron Dicker in our sex sofa. We got a group chat league, and I picked Cameron Dicker. So that team name is Dicky Liquor. And then in this league, my team is No Glove, No Jordan Love. Who beat me this week? Jordan Love beat the Saints. But I didn't get
listener Steven's My Little Tony for Kadarius Tony. Yeah, pretty good, right. Too.
I didn't get to talk about my team because I was gone the week.
Oh, yeah.
So
yeah, let's give a quick update on No Glove, No Jordan Love.
So my quarterback is Trevor Lawrence. I got
up and down.
I've got Trevor Lawrence in a league also, and it's pretty frustrating.
Yeah. You know what's interesting about the Jags? I thought they were going to run away with that AFC South, and now there's a competition in it.
And I'll say this: I'm also going to pat myself on the back that my DeMeco Ryans coach of the year pick not looking too shabby.
Not looking too bad.
I want him to get it. I want Houston to do something.
Boy, you must. I'm looking at your team now, Carl. You're. Wideouts went nuts last night.
They did.
You have A.J. Brown who had a good game and Devontae Adams. Absolutely, the Steelers couldn't do a fucking thing to stop
him. Yeah.
I got it.
The only one that could stop him was Josh McDaniels.
Yeah. And you also have Amari Cooper who's balling out so far.
He's doing great.
Yeah. You've got a great group of wideouts. God damn.
Give that guy a quarterback. He can make things happen.
Yeah. What the hell? Did y'all see... Did y'all see him get sacked and then throw the ball backwards?
Yeah.
Like, why'd you do that?
even in a week when Deshaun has a really good, easily his best game as a Brown, their game was never in doubt, but all you see online is that play. Yeah. I'm like, he's at it again.
I mean, it's maybe the worst play I've ever seen by a quarterback.
Yeah,
it's
just pretty, take the sack.
Pretty nuts.
Just take it.
And it could have been much worse.
It could have been worse.
Like, if Elijah Moore doesn't get on the ball, it goes down as... maybe the worst ever.
Yeah,
if that's a scoop and score pick six for the defense, it's like the worst decision of all
time. It's running in the wrong direction.
He threw it 10 yards behind him.
I would say it's Yaro Supremian-esque.
Yes, what a pull.
I got James Cook, who did okay. Kareem Hunt, I had to start him this week because Aaron Jones is down.
I know in another league I had Chubb and my only backup was Kamara, so I had to start Tony Jones Jr., who you've also got stashed on
your
roster.
I do have stashed, but I probably should have kept A-Chain in that. This is where I had A-Chain. But Juju Smith-Schuster hasn't panned out yet. This dude, Dante Foreman, I'm holding on to him, but because I think he's going to get picked up by another team. Right?
Yeah, he's a healthy scratch right now.
Yeah.
Yeah, wish there were practice squads.
I know.
On fantasy football.
Samaje Perine has been giving me some solid numbers.
Yeah.
He didn't do it this week.
We were talking about this last week. How closely do you follow projections?
I do follow them.
I follow them too.
And I shouldn't, honestly.
I do too. And they plant enough like seeds of doubt in my head where I'll say, no, I can't start them. I like to throw it out to the ether sometimes.
Yeah, I only will buck the projections if it's really close. But if it's like a point or two, I don't have the guts.
Let me see here. So our match. So they got you winning by 5 points. You got Jalen Hurts, Christian Kirk, Drake London, Jahmyr Gibbs, Raheem Mostert.
Right now I have 19 projected points from Eckler, who's not guaranteed to be back. So
yeah.
Then who do you put in there? Michael Thomas?
Probably Michael Thomas.
Or Brandon Ayuk
if he's healthy.
Tank Dell.
What about Tank Dell?
Boy, yeah. Go grab him, y'all. He went off.
Yeah.
That was
a waiver claim for him.
He I think would have been the guy and the Pittsburgh defense. Those are the guys that I grabbed to just throw on my roster when I put my hurt guys in the IR. And now, Tank Dell, I'm going to keep his ass, man. He was great.
Yeah. So, Trevor Lawrence is playing against Atlanta. No, that was last week. No, that's this week. Yeah, they're playing against Atlanta this week.
That should be a...
Wait, is that last week?
No, because Trevor Lawrence just played Houston.
Yeah. So, Trevor Lawrence playing against Atlanta this week. But Kenny Pickett is playing against Houston.
So I wouldn't throw Pickett out as a Steeler.
That's
player.
A little. I'm kind of finding
Pickett ain't going.
So every fucking year, I get roped into drafting Steelers because our friend James Mastriani hypes them up to no end.
Yeah,
and he fools me.
They're gonna be good this year, dude. They're gonna be good this year. Dude,
we will have
that is a really killer James Mastriani impression.
We will have James on this season.
Dude,
what's up, buddy?
Dude, what's up, buddy?
Hey,
dude,
bud.
Dude.
Hey,
all I want you guys to know is black and yellow.
You know what it is.
Hell yeah.
Every time I do it, I do it big.
Now let's hear an Australian Chicagoan James Mastriani. Yeah,
Ryan Meharry can do that.
Hell yeah, bud. Just turn into Pauly Shore.
That's how you get into your Pauly Shore. Yeah.
Do we have any, y'all got any gambling locks this week? Let's look at the spread.
Gambling has been mean to me.
Are we not allowed
to? It's a lock. Yo, no, after we get we have my lock of the week.
Our ad is
DraftKings.
Do you guys is this a DraftKings podcast?
Yeah, I do DraftKings.
Oh, okay. Do you guys, so are we not allowed to mention like Prize Picks or anything like that?
No, I mean, don't say nobody else.
All right.
Then if it ain't DraftKings, don't mention it.
We're also a XO, Pepsi XO, Zero DraftKings. Podcast and you're drinking a Coke.
Yeah, what the fuck?
That's not mine. Not bring that in here.
I brought it in here.
I drink full sugar Coke.
We're also a Dannon podcast.
Get that Chobani out of here.
Not as much in the Greek yogurt.
Get that Oikos. Get that Oikos out of here.
Oikos.
Yeah, we are Dannon and Oikos. We have an official yogurt and an official Greek yogurt.
We're a Ziggy's podcast.
Oh, no. Oh. Ziggy's the official yogurt of a girl brought this over to Carl's house. Left it in the fridge.
You need to stop eating at your body and eat this Ziggy's. Like, that's the same shit.
It's got like extra bacteria in it. I don't know.
I'm worried about
better for
health.
Your gut health.
NFL spreads week four. Let's
that's what your doctor said. You look like a Ziggy's guy.
You eat that Ziggy's late at night?
Yeah, you gotta stop eating that Ziggy's late at night.
All right. Jags Falcons. Let's talk about that since I got Trevor Lawrence.
What's the spread?
+3 Falcons. -3 Jags.
It drives me at least the Falcons finally lost.
Yeah.
But Falcons +3 is kind of enticing as mediocre as
it is.
The Jags.
The Jags have been playing mediocre, but I still would take Falcons money.
Where is it? Is it in Atlanta?
It is.
Really? Where
is it?
No, it's in Jacksonville.
It's in Jacksonville?
Oh, no, it's in London.
Oh, yeah, because it's
the game of the year. Bills Dolphins this week.
10 a.m.
Is it?
It's the early game.
Oh, I thought it was in. What's the one that's in Germany?
Chiefs, Dolphins in a few weeks. It's I'm fucking livid about this.
Is that 6:30 a.m. Pacific time?
6:30 in the morning Pacific time. Possibly game of the year. Huge, like Tyreek Hill versus the Chiefs. Gigantic game. 6:30 in the morning Pacific time, and so it's. I mean, I'm gonna get up and watch it. What time is it on in Germany? It must be like 8 o'clock or something.
What time is it on in the country that they don't give a shit about American football in?
It's
at
on,
least they care about it in London a little bit.
It's on at 3:30 in the afternoon. Guys,
just
put it in prime time. Yeah. Like, make it a night game. Why are you doing this to us?
If only Kadarius Toney could stay healthy.
Oh.
If Toney could stay healthy, he's so wiggly. He can break tackles. Get him in open space. They're all
Sky
experts.
Moore has all the potential in the world.
Rashi Rice,
proving not to be just a jump ball catcher.
The Dolphins receiver
speed. He's finding open spots in zone defenses.
All that speed is similar to the Warriors' three-point shooting. Right? It creates spacings. It multiplies upon itself.
So the biggest spread of the week, as it stands currently, is Jets-Chiefs at Chiefs -9.5.
Yeah.
Now, Jets defense pretty good.
Yeah.
They're not going to score a lot of points.
The
Jets, if they score at all.
Yeah.
It's so crazy they almost won that Patriots game.
Yeah.
The ball was on his hand in the end zone.
I think the Chiefs defense is pretty, I think they're going to be pretty opportunistic in this game. I could see the defense scoring a lot of points.
But I don't know if I would.
What'd you say? 9.5
9.5 Feels like a lot.
So they got to win by 10.
Yeah.
I feel like they can.
The Chiefs got to win by 10?
Yeah.
I feel like they can do
I think
that.
They can do that.
You know what? I'm going to say take it. And if you lose, don't bet your house.
Yeah, don't listen to us at any point.
Yeah, please don't listen to us about this. I don't know shit.
We're filling time, right? Yeah.
And only take one Prilosec. Or what is it?
Pepsi.
Take as much Prilosec as you want.
Yeah. We fucking sue them. Blame them.
Don't. This is a Pepsi podcast. Get that Prilosec out of there.
We're all doctors. Take Prilosec.
No, we're all doctors. Take the Chiefs plus minus 9. I think I'm calling a score of 31-16.
31-16.
Like
see it. What's the points over under then?
42.5
All right, so you're saying take the over too?
Take the over.
Mm.
Love
it.
No, I don't know.
Yeah, again, don't listen to us.
Let's just this is gonna be a trial run here, and we're gonna only do one game this week. And if I win this game, next week I'll do two. And if I lose next week, I'll do three. So
sounds reasonable.
Yeah. So
you're gonna chase it.
Chiefs Jets. I'm saying Chiefs minus 9.5, mm-hmm. Final score of the game, 31-16, over 42.5 points.
Love it. There we go. That's been Carl's.
Carl's lock of the week.
Lock of the week.
Did you guys do
NBA on NBC? That's the sound of the man. Working on the chain.
Betting on the Chiefs line.
Let's see.
Did you guys do any like YOLO bets at the beginning of the year, like pick a Super Bowl winner or anything like that?
Mm-mm. I should.
I mean, I didn't do anything.
Oh, we didn't do bets.
No.
No,
we drove to Nevada. I bet the Saints over for wins because I thought it was silly.
Okay.
Silly.
Silly.
Easy money.
How low the over under was because I think they're a decent team. And we're going to have that song take us out.
Yeah. That's the sound of the man working on the chain.
Shout out to Chris Berman, still doing this shit.
Yeah, this is our outro now.
Yeah, we got to play it. I'll send you this video, Kevin, and you can play the song at the end. But that's my lock of the week. You guys got anything to add?
Nah, man, excited for more Wild football. It feels like the season's finally really kicking into gear.
It's kicking into gear. It was fun last week.
It delivered this week.
Yeah. Yeah.
There were probably a couple great games that we didn't even get to.
Oh, dude. The script was scripting this week.
Oh, yeah. You could tell the strike.
You
want to
plug anything?
Go Cowboys. That's it.
Nah, cut that shit. I'm not playing that in my podcast. It's my fucking show. We'll see you next week right here on Foosballs. Have a good night.
Later. Later.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.